May I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. All you need is love. Also, the Beatles sang in 1967. But is that really true? Is love all you need? I want to know what love is. The rock band Foreigner asked this question. And if I asked, can you feel the love tonight? What exactly should we expect to be feeling? Is love really all around? Can we actually feel it in our fingers and in our toes? Love is a word which poets and singers have spent endless energy trying to describe and define. And yet, our society seems to be embarrassed by the word. We often avoid naming the most important thing in our lives. At the same time, we use the word flippantly to describe loving TikTok, Chelsea Buns, or Gary Barlow, though that could just be me. In 2022, Amazon reported that the British public told Alexa that they loved her 15 million times. Love can't be quantified or examined under a microscope, and sometimes it can't even be understood. There is no mathematical formula for love. Is love just a series of chemical reactions in the brain? Is there a scientific explanation for this crazy little thing called love? Perhaps St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, gives us a better definition. Yes, it's the one they always read at weddings. Love is kind and patient, he writes, not arrogant, boastful, or rude. This kind of love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. For St. Paul, love seems to be more than just a word or a feeling. Love actually does something. Love is a doing word. St. John, earlier in his first letter, writes, "Let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action." The 20th century poet Maya Angelou said, "I use the word love, not meaning sentimentality, but a condition so strong that it may be that which holds the stars in their heavenly positions and that which causes the blood to flow orderly in our veins." Love makes the universe turn, and at the heart of everything in existence, there is love doing its work. Love is a life force, and beyond romantic movies and a million love songs later, love is made real in the daily gestures and acts of kindness and care that we show one another. How we speak to one another, how we treat one another. Love is often both more extraordinary and more prosaic than we realize. Love is made real in loving another as much as you love yourself, being shaped in all you do by a generosity of heart which overflows to neighbors in need and embraces those in distress. Love is always looking beyond itself. In her book, All About Love, Bell Hooks, the author and educator, puts it very simply. Love is as love does. So perhaps love is when an 85-year-old husband catches 3 buses to sit at the bedside of his dying wife in hospital. Love is as love does. Perhaps love is when a community overcomes violence and racist riots and instead rebuilds walls. Or when someone stands up for the most vulnerable and holds to account the powerful and the proud. Love is as love does. When we are loving, writes Bell Hooks, we openly and honestly express care, affection, responsibility, respect, commitment, and trust. James Baldwin, the writer and civil rights activist, said that love is the work of mirroring and magnifying each other's light. Gentle work, steadfast work, life-saving work. And when shame and sorrow occlude our own light from our view, there is a clear-eyed, loving person beaming it back. This love is also found beyond the domestic and the familial and in the societal. What does a loving society look like when communities are built on the foundation of love? What would our world look like if it was built on love? And if we could beam back the light to those who sit in darkness? What if we could beam back the light to those who are tired of war, or living in poverty, or oppressed, or ignored, or bowed down by discrimination and injustice? What if we could beam back the light to those who are made refugees, to those who sleep on the streets of this city? What would the church look like if it was built on the foundation of the God of love, the God who loved the world so much that he gave his own heart, his own son? What would the church look like if it loved its reputation and its privilege a little less, and loved truth and justice a little more? There is no doubt that love is costly, and this self-giving, practical love is not only about the glitter, it's also about the grit. It's not only about romance, but also about the hard and painful realities we face in life. The poet, Khalil Gibran, observed, "For even as love crowns you, so shall he crucify you. Even as he is for your growth, so is he for your pruning. Even as he ascends to your height and caresses your tenderest branches that quiver in the sun, so shall he descend to your roots and shake them in their clinging to the earth." When our love becomes embodied in our actions as well as our words, it will change us forever. We are stirred up by it. This love is foundation shaking and draws us always to greater loves. Love of those we find difficult, love of our enemies, love of the other, the different, the broken, the outcast. If invited, this love will enter into every trembling human heart and bids us welcome, even when we are guilty as dust and sin. This is the love that made us in the beginning and will walk with us through fire, through water, through rivers. This love will know each one of us by name and gather us from the ends of the earth. This love walks with us to a cross and stands with us beside an empty tomb. This love is so strong that death will no longer have the last word. This love will never end. This love will also call us back to life when we think all has been lost, and bind up our broken hearts. So this is the love that crowns all virtues, and in its midst there is God, whose name is love. God first loved us and gave us his beloved Son, the word of love made flesh. And it is through this love that we learn something of God and we learn how to love one another. When we sing of love in this chapel, this is the love of which we sing, divine love, from which all other loves will flower. So don't just feel the love tonight. Don't just say the word cheaply, but be the word, because love is, as love does. And this kind of love is probably all you need.